AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Can anybody stop Donald Trump? He's hoping to sweep the South in today's Super Tuesday primaries, but his continuing march toward the Republican presidential nomination is rattling the Republican elite. Political analyst Larry Sabato.
I think inevitably there will be an independent candidate who's called the, quote, real Republican, unquote.
AP correspondent Jerry Bodlander is on the campaign trail in Charlottesville, Virginia.
Donald Trump is on a three-state winning streak and looks for more wins today as Republicans hold primaries in nearly a dozen states. Polls show him leading in quite a few of those states. Delegates will be awarded proportionally, so Trump's looking to win as many as possible to widen his delegate lead and increase the expectation that he will be the party's nominee. Trump's confidence is underscored by the fact he is spending the day in states that are not voting today.
As for the Democrats, Bernie Sanders was out voting early in Burlington, Vermont.
I am confident that if there is a large voter turnout today across this country, we are going to do well. If it's not, we're probably going to be struggling.
Rival Hillary Clinton, though, is now beginning to shift her focus to Donald Trump. A 14-year-old boy accused of shooting and wounding two students at a Butler County, Ohio school will remain in juvenile detention for now after a court hearing this morning. Authorities say the boy fired at students yesterday in the school cafeteria. Nobody's talking publicly about a motive. The boy's ankles were shackled as he sat silently during the hearing. Jurors in Tennessee expected to hear more testimony today from sportscaster Erin Andrews on how her life was affected when a stalker secretly made nude videos of her and posted them on the internet. The Dow is up 131 points. This is AP Radio News. There's a vacancy on the Supreme Court, but the Senate, which is controlled by Republicans, says it will not consider any nominee put forward by President Obama. They want the next president to choose someone. Today at the White House, the president will talk with Senate leaders. Here's our Mark Smith.
The president will assert the Constitution mandates the Senate vote on whoever he chooses to replace Antonin Scalia. But Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell says the only reason he's coming is to explain to Obama why his successor should get to choose. Officials here say Obama takes consultation with Congress seriously, but lacking common ground, this meeting may last shorter than planned.
Two brothers from Massachusetts deny this, but police say they broke into a home, found the homeowner dead, then robbed the place, and kept coming back to steal more stuff. Mark and Stephen Landy of Bellingham have pleaded not guilty. Authorities say they never even called 911 after finding the man's body. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.